I'm getting my workout this morning. Pray with me. Speak, Lord. Your servants are listening. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be pleasing in your sight, our rock, our redeemer. And let the church say, amen. If you haven't been with us, and we have a few visitors, we've been going through the life of Jesus. And of course, like all good Christian congregations, we celebrated the Easter, the resurrection of our Lord. I don't know, was it 2 or 3 weeks ago? Boy, time flies. Jesus comes back. Jesus' ministry, His life, His death, and His resurrection as He comes back. Today, Spencer read the final account that Matthew gives us of what Jesus did in His final days. But there is an important piece that Dan reminded us of in his call to worship. And that is, it's not just that Jesus died, was buried, and was raised, but Jesus ascended. Jesus ascended into the heavens. And before He ascended in Matthew, He gave them what we call the Great Commission. The New Testament is clear that Jesus' ascension to the right hand of the Father is oh so important. If the New Testament was a character and you were to ask the New Testament, what is your favorite verse? What is your favorite verse of the Old Testament? Do you know the most often quoted verse in the New Testament by the Old Testament? It comes from the book of Psalms 110. It says, "The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies a footstool beneath your feet." It's a Davidic psalm, Psalm of David, a psalm where the Lord says to the king, "Sit at my right hand and I will make your enemies a footstool to your feet." That's the ascension. That's the king going up and taking his place at the right hand of all authority and all power. That's what Jesus does at the end. He ascends to the Father. Now, if you're like me and grew up in a good Church of Christ congregation, or even a church, you've probably heard the Great Commission. I mean, isn't that a verse that we all like? Go! Therefore, preach, make disciples, baptize, and I'll be with you to the very end of the age. But that whole Great Commission is predicated on the ascension. Jesus says, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me." All authority in heaven and on earth. That's the ascension. The right hand of the Father. Jesus shows us how to live in His life and ministry. He provides for our deliverance from sin by His death. He gives us hope in His resurrection. But in His ascension, we have the power, the authority to go to spread the news. Paul prays, as Dan read for us this morning in the Ephesians, that the church can know the incomparably great power for us who believe. That the same mighty power that raised Christ from the dead and seated Him at the right hand in the heavenly realms, far above all rule and all authority, power and dominion, and gave Christ the name that is above every name, not only in this present age, but in the age to come. God placed all things under the feet of Christ and appointed him to be head over all things for the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills everything in every way. Where is Christ today? He's at the right hand of the Father. The right hand of the Father in the heavenlies. But heaven in Scripture is the name not of some other place, distant, far, unrelated to this earth. No, heaven is the space where God reigns. The space, the only another dimension that the eyes of faith can see. It is all around us, but transcending us. It is the control room of the earth. And in that control room, better yet, throne room, there is Jesus sitting on the throne. It is the human Jesus. As Dan told us, it is not as if Jesus removed his humanness so that he could ascend. No, Jesus, the fully human one, now sits at the right hand of God. And that shows us, church, our future destiny, our humanness fulfilled, that we as humans now in some way, Paul says, sit with Jesus in the heavenlies. But there is coming a day when that veil will be removed and we in our new humanness will sit with Christ at the throne of God. God is not an absentee landlord. No, that names the dimension of God that we cannot yet see, but we see it as through, as dimly, Paul would say. It also means, though, Christ's lordship also means that we have access to God's power. And that is the power for the mission that Jimmy has already spoken to us about. The Great Commission. Go, teach, baptize, make disciples. We affirm and can work toward the fulfillment of God's agenda. That God wants human flourishing. The flourishing of God's good world that sin, darkness, and chaos disrupts now. But now, at this time, Jesus reigns. Jesus is at the right hand of God because that is where He has ascended. And so, church, our task is to announce that reign. The mission of God, the mission of the church, is to proclaim Jesus is Lord. Jesus sits at the right hand of God. We do that in word. And we do that indeed. We shine our light in the neighborhood and when we gather for worship. And we do that with the authority and the power of the ascended Lord who shows us through love how to be His people in this world. It is this power that Paul says is at work in the church. The fullness of Him who fills everything in every way. So it is on behalf of the world, for the world, that we sing, Christ is Lord, in love and with prayer and in one accord. Let us stand and let us sing.